This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, here we go. What should we sneak in here at the top of the hour? I'm going to hear what Senator Tim Sheehy's up to here. I saw he was on with Laura Ingraham on Fox News last night. Didn't get a chance to watch her whole program last night, but at least I saw the highlights at foxnews.com/video earlier this morning. Want to get to that one here in just a second. We were talking about alligator Alcatraz earlier in the 6 o'clock hour of the show as well. God, there was a guy, I think he's in charge of alligator Alcatraz, and I think he was on with Jesse Waters last night. There was a Daily Caller story that I saw about that one. Let's see. I think I already played the Jesse Waters alligator Alcatraz soundbite. Yeah, we got that one. All right. Let's see. God. Okay, let's do a scene setter first, and then we'll hear from Senator Tim Sheehy after the first news and weather break here of the 7 o'clock hour of the show. So we were talking about this marijuana operation that had all these illegal aliens at it. Down in California, and they look like they had trafficked kids doing the hard labor for the grown-ass illegal adults. Instead, they had the kids out there doing the hard labor for them. This is Madison Sheehan via Rapid Response 47. Here she is describing in a little bit more detail that California marijuana facility with all the illegal aliens. And by the way, the owner of that marijuana facility is a big donor to the Democrat Party.
We have continued to go after the worst of the worst. The men and women of ICE are working actively in the state of California. And this is one of those cases where we were able to identify employers that are continuing to employ illegal aliens, just like this marijuana factory. Once we dove into the intel that we had, we realized that there could be some cases of some unaccompanied minors, which we all know that over 500,000 unaccompanied minors came across the border thanks to Joe Biden's open border policies. And so we're working every day to get those unaccompanied minors back and find them a home in a safe community that they can go to. And our officers were actually able to also uncover almost 360 illegal aliens working at this site.
360 illegal aliens working at just that one site alone in California. And again, the owner, a major donor to the Democrat Party. Yeah, that was Madison Sheehan, the deputy director for U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. All right, Senator Tim Sheehy talking about, you know, just what a state of disarray Democrats now find themselves in. They lost the elections last year in large part because of this very issue, and yet they are doubling down on this derangement. We'll get to that one here right after our first news and weather break. Plus, we got phone lines open for you, 406-294-0970, or you can message us on the Montana Talks app as well. Man, what are some other stories? Joe Biden and the auto pen. Did you guys hear what Joe Biden admitted to when it comes to thousands of pardons for criminals? Joe Biden made a stunning admission. And all this after the media mocked anybody who brought up the auto pen scandal.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. For today, we'll have cloudy skies with a chance for some scattered showers and storms early on, becoming more likely into the afternoon. Highs in the lower 60s for Billings, closer to the upper 60s for Bozeman. Then for tonight, widespread showers and storms dropping back to low temperatures in the upper 40s to lower 50s for tonight. And that's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caro.
Media Minute with Howard Kurtz.
The New York Times is now saying that President Trump is essentially following the same approach to Ukraine as Joe Biden did. President saying yesterday he'll help Europe speed more weapons to Ukraine and that the Europeans will pay for it. Speaking from the Oval Offices, I'm disappointed. I thought we had a deal 2 months ago, but didn't seem to get there. He also said that the conversation is very pleasant, and then the missiles go off at night. He's fooled a lot of people, but he didn't fool me. Well, here's the amazing thing, though. President says This will all happen, including tougher sanctions on Moscow, if the Russians don't come around for 50 days. 50 days? And circumstances could be completely different by then. With your Media Minute, Howie Kurtz, Fox News.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors. Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck. Listen and subscribe.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Well, the Democrats are a party without a message right now. You know that. We see it every day, that they lost last year in epic fashion. Now they're trying to find a policy that motivates in some way an election recovery. And right now, let's not forget, every single action the Trump administration is taking is because we are undoing 4 years of disastrous immigration policy, 4 years of an invasion on our southern border, 4 years of complete lawlessness that have taken the lives of tens of thousands of Americans through fentanyl overdoses and violent crime. So, you know, these operations aren't perfect, Laura, we all know, but we're doing the absolute best we can to recover from 4 years of disastrous policy. 10, 20 million people, we don't even know how many. So no, the administration is doing the right thing.
Yeah, yeah, there's like 40 million. We've deported a drop in the bucket. We got to deport like 70,000 a week to get the number out. So, Senator, I want to go back to what Congressman Carbajal did in California, snatching that business card out of the hands of that public affairs officer and presenting it to the mob. The man was then injured and had to go to the hospital, stitches in his hands because he had a rock chucked at him. What should the DOJ be doing here, given what this congressman did to whip up this mob into the frenzy?
Yeah, go after them all. I mean, we have elected officials actively taking sides against uniformed law enforcement officers of this country who are doing the work they've been lawfully deputized to do by the president and, frankly, elected to do by the American people. It's disgusting that they are putting the safety of criminals in front of a police officer. But again, Laura, we should not be surprised by this. The Democrats have been doing this since the days of George Floyd and before, encouraging the rioting in our streets, siding with criminals over cops, protecting violent criminals. Whether they be immigrants or not, they've consistently harbored criminal activity in our cities and our towns. They've sided with criminals over police officers. This is nothing new, Laura. They've been doing this for years, and it's about time we hold them accountable for it.
Now, Senator, your colleague, Bernie Sanders, this was a shock from Vermont, because probably some of the Vermonters are sick of watching this, this nonsense on illegal immigration as well. He made an interesting comment about this dynamic. Watch.
You don't have a country without borders. If you have borders, you should enforce that border. Democrats have not done as good a job as they should, period. End of discussion. We'll tell you something else. In this country right now, you have millions and millions of people who came from Latin America or wherever who are working. We need right now to come up with some way to protect these workers who are maintaining the economy. Trump wants to throw them all out, fine. The price of food will double or triple.
So he has some contradictory points there. Number one, immigration laws have to be enforced. Number two, let's keep people here who are convenient to us. Those are fundamentally contradictory points.
Well, again, they're grasping for a message. All of a sudden, the party that, you know, unleashed record inflation is worried about the prices of food and the prices of common goods, when that's exactly what they created with printing trillions of dollars of fiat currency. And, of course, in the same breath, he's saying that we have to have borders and have to enforce those borders. It's time for common sense, Laura. That's what this last election was about. Americans want a secure border, safe streets, cheap gas. Cops are good. Criminals are bad. So that's what we're doing. We're executing on those promises.
Senator, as a proud Special Forces vet, I have to ask your thoughts on the president greenlighting weapon sales that would ultimately go to Ukraine, including looks like Patriot missiles, because Vladimir Putin doesn't look like he's interested in bringing this conflict to a close. Supporters of the president are mixed feelings about this because he had campaigned on ending this war and probably ending the arms spigot to this conflict. But your reaction tonight?
I think the president's trying to, again, right the foreign policy wrongs of multiple administrations. We saw that with Iran while Obama and Biden were literally giving Iran billions of dollars. And now he's trying to sort out Ukraine. Let's not forget, this crisis, like the others, started on Biden's watch. They gave Putin free rein for far too long. So the president does not want this war to continue. He's been very clear about that. But it's pretty clear also that Putin cannot be trusted in negotiations. And he's got to show that there's a stick and a carrot. And he's been trying to carrot for a while now. Clearly, Putin's not responding. So I trust the president's negotiating instincts. He's done a pretty good job so far. And I think he's trying to land this plane and end this war, which is exactly what the American people want.
All right, there you go. Montana's U.S. Senator Tim Sheehy on with Laura Ingraham last night on Fox News. Full video, foxnews.com/video. Of course, we are your Fox News affiliates right here on your local radio station. Hey, you know, this is our final week. We've been doing this really fun giveaway on the radio for several weeks now. Each week we've highlighted each of Montana's seven tourism regions. And then at the end of the week, one lucky listener has the chance to win a tourism package provided by that tourism region. This week, we're highlighting Central Montana. How many of you have ever ridden on the Charlie Russell choo-choo? That's something I still need to do. Man, that's something I've got to add to the bucket list. I still have to go on a ride on the Charlie Russell choo-choo and head up to Lewistown for that. I've been to Lewistown for so many other things, like the Cowboy Poetry Gathering and so much more. But the Charlie Russell choo-choo was Montana's tourism destination of the year for 2025. The train travels through vast ranch lands, crosses three historic trestles, and passes through a half-mile-long tunnel, all while surrounded by beautiful central Montana mountains and sunsets. Passengers ride in climate-controlled, non-smoking coaches during the four-and-a-half-hour trip, enjoying a full-course prime rib dinner, dessert, no-host cash bar, and music by local entertainers. That's just one of the things you can see in central Montana. Here's what you get the chance to win. A sip, soak, and stay package with the Edith Hotel in White Sulphur Springs. You've got a $100 gift card to Bar 47 in White Sulphur Springs. You got to stay at the Calvert Hotel in Lewistown. Hotels in Haver. Baseball tickets. So much more. For your chance to win this week's giveaway, go to visitmt.com/giveaway. Visitmt.com/giveaway. Go to it right now.
This is House Call for Health. A study shows an increase in obesity-related cancer deaths in the U.S. The research presented at the Endocrine Society's annual meeting Sunday looked at more than 30,000 deaths linked to obesity-related cancers from 1999 to 2020. The study found the age-adjusted mortality rate skyrocketing from more than 3.7 million to more than 13.5 million, tripling over two decades. The study also found women, older adults, Black people, Native Americans, and people in rural areas were affected most. According to the study, people living in the Midwest had the highest rates of obesity-related cancer deaths, while the Northeast had the lowest. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says obesity is connected to at least 13 types of cancer, including colon, uterus, liver, and more. The CDC says at least 40% of all new cancer diagnoses in the U.S. are connected to obesity-related cancers. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Another fake race hate hoax exposed, this time at Montana State University. Aaron Flint here with Montana Talks. We covered that and more on Monday's show. What will we talk about on Tuesday's show? Well, I'll tell you what. We got the Joker from X, John Jackson, joining us. We're taking your phone calls and much more. So it's going to be very fast moving. You never know what we're going to talk about, but you get the chance to jump in on the conversation and be heard all across Montana with Montana Talks.
Substance use disorder and addiction is so isolating. And so as a Black woman in recovery, hope must be loud. It grows louder when you ask for help and you're vulnerable. It is the thread that lets you know that no matter what happens, you will be okay.
When we learn the power of hope, recovery is possible. Find out how at startwithhope.com. Brought to you by the National Council for Mental Well-Being, Shatterproof, and the Ad Council. Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless.
But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand, when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors. Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August. Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen, and subscribe.
This is where Montana talks at. With Lane Nordlund.
President Trump has threatened 30% tariffs on imports from Mexico and the EU starting August 1st, citing stalled trade talks. The move, announced via Truth Social, drew criticism from both trading partners, who called the tariffs unfair but pledged to keep negotiating. An impact on U.S. agriculture could occur. Mexico supplies around 69% of U.S. vegetable imports and 51% of fresh fruit.
It's rodeo time in Stamford. Don't miss the 61st annual C.M. Russell Stampede, July 19th and 20th at the Duke Clayson County Fairgrounds. Saturday, July 19th kicks off with live music starting at 3, followed by the Quick Finish Art Auction at 5:30, featuring some of the Northwest's premier artists. Top off the day with a street dance as well. Then on Sunday, the 20th at 1:30, it's all-out PRCA rodeo action. Tickets are $12 in advance, 15 at the gate. Kids under 8, just 10. Come join the fun. Full details at cmrstampede.com.
Farmers and ranchers have until July 25th to nominate their canine companions for the 2026 Farm Bureau Farm Dog of the Year contest. The winner earns $5,000, a yearly supply of Purina Pro Plan dog food, and national recognition at the American Farm Bureau Convention in Anaheim. Now in its eighth year, the contest honors hardworking farm and ranch dogs and their role in ag life. To nominate your dog, visit the American Farm Bureau online. I'm Lane Nordlund.
It's morning in Montana. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, we got to get to the guy in charge of Alligator Alcatraz. Here we go. Alligator Alcatraz tour guide describes the taxing experience he had showing off the facility to Democrat politicians. The Democrat politicians, they're like WWF wrestlers from back in the day with, oh, fake punches, fake falls, fake jumping from the rafters. Somebody got offended by that. They're like, well, that wasn't fake. It's real. So, okay. But, yeah, we'll get to that one here in just a second. But first, let's get into the phone lines. We've got Clint and Bozeman. Yeah, you heard at the tail end of that interview with Laura Ingraham and Senator Sheehy. Talking about Russia / Ukraine. Clint, what's your thoughts? Good to hear from you.
Well, Aaron, I want to make a statement here about the Ukraine and Russia and all the people that's involved in it. Then thousands and thousands of people have died on both sides, on Russia's side and the Ukraine and in North Korea. And it's really stupid. It's really stupid to kill people like that. There's one way to settle it, real easy. My dad said it a long time ago. He says, you take the leaders that want this war and all this land and all this money. Basically, it's over money and land. He says, you put them in a pen, give them a pencil and paper and a knife, and let the best man win. That, you know, to just think of the parents on both sides, in the Russians and the North Koreans, And the Ukrainians, think of the mothers and dads that's lost their sons and their daughters and stuff. These wars, all wars, were over money and power and real estate. Now, it's got to stop. If we keep going the way we are, Aaron, we're going to have World War III, and we're going to have it right here on our doorstep. Russia will take only so much, and then it's going to happen, and we're going to have one of the biggest damn wars in the world. I've been to one. I don't want another one. You know, I hear you there.
I think that's why President Trump is working to end this war right now. And you know,
I think he's been
far more than patient right now. And I think it's time to start. You know, I think what Trump is doing is going to start playing a little bit more hardball here. And I think, you know, it's a perfect opportunity to start blocking Russian palladium imports, and that could be something that could be good for our Stillwater mine and bringing more of those miners back to work.
That's right. I agree with you there, boy. We could use the work, you know, the people here working. We have a lot of people on the street. We're getting carried away here now. We're on the street.
We have a tendency to do that.
We have lots of people that need homes and stuff, and they can't afford homes because of the price of the houses and the rentals and stuff. But the main thing is, Trump's giving them 50 days. He's giving them 50 days to settle it. Okay, at the end of 50 days, okay, that don't really, that's just a figure. What's going to happen here, if they keep pushing it, like I said, we're going to have a war right here in this United States.
Well, and that's exactly why Trump is working to end all this. And I think his show of strength, taking out those Iranian nuclear facilities, sent a very strong message. And it's the peace through strength message which is why President Donald J. Trump is back in the White House. It was all this weakness that we saw in the last administration that basically rolled out the red carpet for this horrific invasion of Ukraine in the first place. Clint, always great to hear from you. Thanks for your service. Thanks for calling in. And greatly appreciate it. You know, something Clint just said right there really, really resonates. He was talking about, you know, when I mentioned it, I liked how he said, we're getting carried away here. We have a tendency to do that here. But that's part of the fun of the show is you know, one topic leads to another. But I mentioned the Stillwater mine and, you know, the fact that here Joe Biden, with this disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan, a sign of weakness, the sharks smelled blood in the water, and then the sharks started circling, and then Putin invaded Ukraine. And then what was Joe Biden's response? Well, if it's just a minor incursion. I remember John Jackson and I were down at the SHOT Show, and we heard that on the news. We're like, what the hell did that guy just say? He basically just rolled out the red carpet. Well, if it's just a minor incursion. And then the minor incursion, of course, ended up not being so minor of an incursion. But that was the weakness that we saw on display. I mean, Joe Biden also thought that, you know, 10 to 20 million illegal aliens invading this country was also just a minor incursion as well. But what Clint said about, you know, we need those jobs. We need those mining jobs in particular because we got people that are, you know, on the streets that need those high-wage jobs. He's exactly right. You know, when I was in Libby, Montana last summer, we had a lineup of 40 people show up to get a $35 gift card to the grocery store. Our economy in Montana is strong. You know, we've got a lot of wealth that has moved into Montana. The economy is for remote workers, yeah, you're doing great, right? That's why housing prices are. But for everyday working men and women in Montana, we need those mining jobs in Libby. We need those timber jobs in Libby. We need high-wage jobs for everyday working-class men. To Kevin Guthrie, he is the guy in charge of Alligator Alcatraz. But worse than the alligators are the cheap suits showing up. The congressional Democrats showing up and then doing they're like the Bill Lame Beers of politics, right? You guys remember Bill Lame Beer? Caden, do you know who Bill Lame Beer was? Caden's our sports guy around here, so I gotta get, or maybe Tim and Savage might be tracking. Bill Lame Beer was notorious for doing the, you know, somebody would just lightly bump him on the basketball court, and his hands are away. Whoa, 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 he's falling, and he plummets to the ground. The Democrats are showing up at Alligator Alcatraz and then falling over like Bill Lame Beer. That's what's happening. We'll get to that one here in just a second. But first, let's go to Mike in Big Timber. Back in the 6 o'clock hour of the show, we had a great phone call from Connor in Bozeman talking about the Democrats trying to raise the pride flag as the official flag for the city of Bozeman at tonight's commission meeting. Mike, what's your thoughts?
I'm sorry, Aaron. I can't help laughing about that Bill Lambert.
Yeah, you remember Bill Lambert?
Oh, absolutely. Oh. Detroit Pistons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't Dennis Rodman. Dennis Rodman was on his team, too. They were.
He was a flopper also.
Oh, they were flopping all over the place. Because, you know, the Chicago Bulls and the Utah Jazz back then, man, that was were the teams to watch. And so the Pistons were the bad guys of basketball.
The question I had, Aaron, was when they have these meetings about this pride flag thing in Bozeman and the people that are for this flag, are they all from Bozeman? Within the city limits, how many of these people are bussed in or just come in maybe from other parts of the state to promote this issue?
Say Bozeman, when did they get to Bozeman? Like, did they just get here from Seattle? You know, like, I showed up for college.
I understand that, but they should be Bozeman residents within the city limits because this is a Bozeman city issue. If they're from outside the city, they shouldn't be allowed to voice their opinion.
Well, there's enough far-left wackos in downtown Bozeman to show up at the city commission. They don't need to bring in cheap imports. Oh. Right?
Yeah. Okay. You got me there.
Hey, by the way, you know, this whole Bill Lane beer conversation, these LGBTQ raise the pride flag activists in Bozeman, I mean, this is another Bill Lane beer politics thing. They're pretending to be victims. They're pretending to be so oppressed. That's why they demand that their political flag is flown over the city. This is another Bill Lane beer situation. They're faking it. They're claiming to be impressed. It's like the fake race hate hoax that Woo-Hoo guy was responsible for. They fake the whole dang thing, but they want to blame Republican white guys in Bozeman for oppressing them when it was their own damn people sending the threats and everything. Mike, hold that thought. I got to hit the hard break here. We'll come back to you right after this for more of this day in NBA history conversations.
Big topics, big ideas, big sky, Montana Talks.
All right, I tried to take advantage of the break there to clear through the 500 emails that I still had unread in my email inbox. You take 1 week off of work, my goodness. But there's always some hidden nuggets in there, so I still got to, you know, go through and say, oh, man, I need to get back to that guy. Oh, I need to get back to them. So, all right. Hey, by the way, big thanks to Mike in Big Timber. I checked in with him during the break. I said, hey, Mike, you got more to share? You want to stick around? He said, hey, I got to run. I got to get to work. But, no, I appreciate it. Anyway, and he shared some very nice words. He says, you know, he gets busy throughout the day. And so this is the only show he has time to listen to, and he just was so gracious and kind and said some great things about the show. And I share that to say a big thank you to our producer, Caden Bjornstedt, because, man, as you guys know, we got a four-hour show. There are so many moving parts to this whole thing. There's no way we could do what we do without all of Caden's good work and hard work for us, starting at 0:30 in the morning. So big thanks there. All right, let's go to Alligator Alcatraz. Let me pull up this dailycaller.com story here for a second. Here we go. I put it right in front of me. That's why I couldn't find it. You can never find something that's right in front of you when you are a dad, can you? or a husband. You can never find what's right in front of you. Alligator Alcatraz tour guide describes the taxing experience he had showing off the facility to Democrat politicians. Let's see here. Florida Division of Emergency Management Executive Director Kevin Guthrie said Monday on Fox News' Jesse Waters primetime that giving Democrats a tour of Alligator Alcatraz had been taxing, with some allegedly trying to exaggerate their experience. Thus enter the Bill Lane beer falling on the floor Detroit Pistons analogy. Here you go, Kevin Guthrie. Come on now, you can play, computer. Come on now, don't quit on me now.
It was very taxing to take about 60 legislators throughout the Alligator Alcatraz and show them around. You know, let's just be very, very frank about it. There was a narrative where it was definitely the world is coming to an end, and then there was the other side of the flip side, the polar opposite of This is a very clean facility, which I think you can see right now on the screen. It's a very clean facility. It's ready to accept individuals. There's, you know, about 200 square feet per person in that particular pod in that secure facility. Whereas if you're a hurricane victim and you go to a shelter, you only get 20 square feet. So you get about 10 times the amount of space as you see here on the screen.
Yeah, I mean,
so
or a homeless shelter. I mean, this is nicer than any homeless shelter here in Manhattan. Were some of these politicians trying to create controversy? Were they, like, you know, making things up or exaggerating?
Absolutely. You know, I think probably one of my favorites was an individual had a thermometer, an infrared thermometer that they actually pointed at a light bulb, and it was 110 degrees. And it was, oh, I knew it was 110 degrees. I said, let's actually pull that down to where the ambient air is at and not point it at the light bulb.
That's what I tried to do.
Went down to 78 degrees.
To get out of school with my parents, they'd thermometer, my mom would leave the room, and I'd put it right up to my reading light bulb by my bed. So you caught them in the act there. Were they complaining about what else? The food? We know they didn't like the toilet system.
Yeah, so the toilet system, you showed that already. And, you know, this is a standard mock-up toilet system that is in any secured facility. Again, we meet and exceed either the national standard or the state of Florida standard, whatever is a higher level. We meet and or exceed that standard. In this situation here, yes, there is a sink there, there is a toilet there, but as you indicated earlier, you do both of those things, whether it's you use a restroom right, or you brush your teeth in a restroom.
And,
you know, also
and these inmates,
the food.
And these inmates, Kevin, these are well-fed inmates. There's no one starving to death.
Yeah, of course they are. And they're not even there that long. The flight, the airstrip is right there, so they can be returned back to the countries from whence they came. Rapid Response 47 on X. It's one of the must-follow accounts on X. This is a product of the Trump White House, so they can get the facts out in the face of so much of the fake news in the media. They shared this, let's see, yeah, just Monday after we wrapped up the show here. Meet a few of the latest illegals arrested by ICE, dangerous criminals that will roam the streets of the United States no longer. The Trump administration will not stop until these public safety threats are out of our communities. Here we go. Pardon any of my pronunciations here. Nicaferro Ruiz Najera, a 50-year-old citizen of Mexico, arrested by basically the ERO New Orleans. He has a conviction for facilitation of aggravated sexual battery of a 4-year-old in Shelbyville, Tennessee. Manuel Villalobos Romero, a 58-year-old citizen of Mexico, arrested by ERO Atlanta, has a conviction for conspiracy to possess with intent to distribute methamphetamine in the Southern District of Florida. Abdul Waris Akinsanya, a 28-year-old citizen of Nigeria. I'll bet you've gotten some nice emails from Mr. Akinsanya. He has convictions for forgery with conspiracy to defraud the United States and fleeing via vehicle in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. So an actual Nigerian fraudster in the flesh in Oklahoma City. Here's another one. Ishmael Galvan Perez, a 47-year-old citizen of Mexico, arrested by ERO Salt Lake City, has convictions for drug trafficking in Salt Lake City. Murad Sani Awad, 54-year-old citizen of Jordan, was arrested by ERO Atlanta. He has a conviction for possession of cocaine with intent to distribute and a conviction for sexual battery. So that's just a few of the latest illegal aliens arrested by ICE. And then this is where we should have some little sounder that plays, you know, like the old NBC, the more you know, ding, 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 with the little, you know, rainbow stars flashing across the screen, just like you were in downtown Bozeman. All right, 406-294-0970, or you can message us on the Montana Talks app. In fact, let me we do have a couple of messages coming in, so I will check those here. Sam and Kalispell. Hey, Sam. Sam and Kalispell listening. Thank you for reminding me to enter the Visit Montana drawing. I just went and entered. Yeah, good job, Sam. That Central Montana one sounds like just a ton of fun. ton of fun. I mean, so many different hotel stays and everything. And yeah, Central Montana really is just an incredible place to explore. Visit mt.com/giveaway. By the way, is the website if you guys didn't enter for your chance to win that whole giveaway package either. Yeah, and look, Sam is in Kalispell. Sam's in the Flathead Valley, and he wants to win a Central Montana tourism package because he knows how great all of Montana is. It reminds me of that great quote, you know, because he's there in the Flathead, surrounded by beautiful mountains and lakes and rivers and everything, right? And it's one of my favorite quotes of all time. And because some people, they come to Montana and they think, oh, I'm just trying to go to Western Montana. And that's all they do. They just go to Western Montana. And they've never been to Eastern Montana. They've never been to Central Montana. And one of my favorite quotes is, anybody can love the mountains. It takes a soul to love the prairie. Such a great quote. And if you've been to the prairie, you know how true that that quote truly is. Let's see. Lori in Billings. President Trump talks about how many Ukrainians die each month because of the Russians. Let's add to Putin's craziness. In addition, how many Russians die also because of Putin's punitive war? Now, that's a very good point, Lori. Putin is not only responsible for the Ukrainians that die, but he's responsible for the Russians that keep dying as well. Another one from Lori in Billings. Do you notice that these Democrats complain of the conditions of a brand new clean jail, but said nothing and did nothing to help with the atrocious conditions of the D.C. jail? Anyway, it was so bad that they had to move the January 6th prisoners to a different jail. Hypocrites. That they are, Lori. That they are. All right, Tim and Savage on the phone lines. Tim, what's going on?
Hey, good morning. Hey, speaking of those jails, I mean, it's just baffling that the left continues to spew out these lies and this rhetoric and try to spin things when everything is on tape. We've got everything. We've got video. We've got the evidence. We've got the cages that Obama created. We got all of this sort of stuff, but yet they still spin it. I think it was the Hobbs twins or something on Facebook. They posted a thing that one of these great Democrat representatives made a comment. Oh, these people have to brush their teeth where they poop. It's like, that's called a bathroom. don't we all?
Doesn't every hotel room in Montana have a toilet and then a sink in the same spot? Yeah, that's a great point. Hold that thought, Tim, if you can. I want to come back to you because, yeah, I realize how quick we are upon our 7:50 break heading into the Tommy Lahren commentary. So we'll take you into the Mondakistan commentary coming up right after this. If Tim from Savage can stick around with us, stand by.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive, a leader in boat insurance. Welcome aboard to carefree boating. Here, we don't worry about the what-ifs, because we explore with Progressive Boat Insurance for as little as $100 per year for a basic liability policy. Progressive also offers a variety of other coverages and can help you cover repair costs when you need it. And with discounts like multi-policy, safety courses, responsible driver, and more, your mind can really flow free. Cruise on over to Progressive.com to get a quote today and see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Rate and discounts not available in all states or situations.
Fox News commentary.
Sunday was the one-year anniversary of the first known assassination attempt on President Trump. I'm Tommy Lahren. More next.
I'm Benjamin Hall, Fox News senior correspondent and New York Times best-selling author, and I'm searching for heroes. Every Monday, I'll speak with a few silent but noteworthy heroes, everyday people who illuminate stories of compassion and are true embodiments of heroism. Make sure you subscribe to my podcast, Searching for Heroes with Benjamin Hall, wherever you download podcasts, and please leave a rating and a review.
Sunday was the one-year anniversary of the first known assassination attempt on President Donald Trump, but shockingly, we still know very little about his would-be assassin, what or who motivated him, or the failures of the Secret Service. Perhaps even more puzzling is the fact that not one Secret Service agent was fired for their actions or inactions on that fateful day in Butler, PA. Don't forget, just 2 months later, he was targeted again, that time while golfing near Mar-a-Lago. For me, this is totally unacceptable, and especially since our great president is far from out of the woods. We know he has active threats against his life from Iran, we also know political violence against mega conservatives has far from dissipated. As President Trump fearlessly and unapologetically wins for the American people, his enemy list grows longer. There is no room for error and no room for complacency. Protect Donald Trump. I'm Tommy Lahren.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. For today, we'll have cloudy skies with a chance for some scattered showers and storms early on, becoming more likely into the afternoon. Highs in the lower 60s for Billings, closer to the upper 60s for Bozeman. Then for tonight, widespread showers and storms dropping back to low temperatures in the upper 40s to lower 50s for tonight. And that's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caro.
This is huge. It's not just one federal judge. It's two federal judge seats here in Montana that President Trump and the Republican-controlled Senate now gets the chance to fill. It's these left-wing federal judges in Montana that have been killing our timber industry, going after agriculture, going after oil, gas, coal, stripping away access to our public land. So that's the opportunity we've got now to finally.
Located in Laurel, Red Lodge, and Billings today, your local source for Malarkey roofing shingles and expert advice you can trust.
Montana Talks, uniting the Treasure State, one conversation at a time. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
All right. Thankfully, our Mondakistan bureau chief, Tim and Savage, was able to stick around on the phone lines with us here. Let's see. Yeah, Tim, what more did you want to share? We were talking alligator out. Before I shoot us into whatever other direction, what more did you want to share about alligator Alcatraz or anything else under the sun?
Well, it's just about everything that comes up. The left is saying they're just outraged about this, they're outraged about that. But then it doesn't take you very long to find. You can find Obama coming on, and he's bashing the Bush administration for not doing something about the border. And we've got to do something about all these undocumented illegal aliens in our country, and we need to secure a border. And does the left not realize that this is out there, that this was their party position not that long ago? But they just continue, and whatever it is, I mean, right now we've got some rain falling here in Mondakistan, and Trump could say, "Oh, with beautiful rain, it's watering the prairies," and they could be screaming, "It's climate change! It's climate change! It's going to flood!" And we just defunded FEMA and National Weather Service. They'll come up with anything, no matter what it is, no matter what goes well, they're going to scream the other direction. And I think earlier in the week you mentioned about, it was about the tariffs. And I think I sent you a picture of, you know, a couple of CNBC things that showed, one of them said, "Oh my gosh, all these tariffs we're going to bankrupt." And then, very quietly on page 10, they might say, income is up and we're doing really well as a country right now.
Yeah. You know, that was great. I shared that on the air, the two different, CNBC headlines, one that said, economists say that the revenues are going to be nowhere near what the Trump White House says they will be on tariffs. And then 4 months later, revenues from tariffs came in way more than expected. Oh, I don't know how that happened. Big surprise there. Well, and then back to this marijuana grow operation and the illegal aliens. CBP Commissioner Rodney Scott shared this where one of the illegal aliens, I mean, they arrested 360 illegal aliens at the marijuana operation down there. One of them is a convicted felon, sentenced to 7 years for kidnapping and attempted rape. He also had a prior conviction for attempted child molestation. And that felon was working at the same farm as 10 kids, one being 14 years old. That's who the Democrats are, you know, calling for war in the streets over.
Well, and then you got the same thing we already had the Maryland man. Now we have the Helena man. It's like, how many times was she kicked out of the country? And he may have gotten, you know, inadvertently swept up in another arrest, but hey, it doesn't change the fact. You're illegal is illegal, and there's a process and there's procedures to go through. And I don't know how you defend the child molesters, the sex traffickers, and the funniest part about it is that they're caught while they're harvesting dope. It's like, the left has just gone so far off the deep end with this and who they're going to defend, because it is all anti-Trump, whatever Trump does. And I was ticked when I saw what the left was doing to J.D. Vance and his kids. I mean, when I first read his book, and I said, that's the guy I want to be president someday. And just a fascinating story. And for his beautiful wife and kids to take any crap just ticked me off.
Oh, yeah. Hey, about a minute to go here before we run out of time this hour of the show. You love that quote. Anybody can love the mountains, but it takes a soul to love the prairies. I know you like that quote as well.
Oh, that's beautiful. Yeah, and I think about that every day. I'm not very driving. I'm actually on my way out to the mountains right now, driving. You got to drive through the prairies to get out to Bozeman. And, you know, the breaks around here, I look off to my left, and I can see across the Yellowstone River and the breaks on the other side. And then, you know, in the Glendive Circle area, you've got the Badlands. It's beautiful, especially this time of year right now where we got a little bit of rain falling down. The colors in those rock formations and the strata, I mean, it just pops. It's just
it's incredible,
kind of beauty where you can look out forever. Yeah.
My aunt and uncle's ranch and my cousin's ranch south of Fallon, you know, they've got Badlands out there. I spent 2 weeks one summer. I was training up for air assault school out of Fort Campbell, Kentucky, and I did some incredible ruck runs out there with my rucksack on. Just beautiful country. Yeah, all across this great state, that's for sure. All right, well, Tim, safe travels on your way to the mountains, to them thar mountains.
Serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously. The best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Mommy, how come I can't sit in the front seat?
Because I love you and you're just not ready yet.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.